Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
What one lady does every time she visits a different spot or a different country is quite unique. A lot of people do like to get souvenirs.
Yes. When I was going around Australia for a couple of weeks ago, one of the couples I was with, they collect stubby holders anywhere they go.
Oh, that's cool.
Anywhere they go. So they grabbed one.
I don't mind that.
I mean, you'd get a few though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's true. But I think it's one of those things where you can have a bunch of them and you can store them wherever.
Exactly. You know, another like girlfriend, her dad gets shot glasses.
Okay, yeah. Two different types of people when you're going out. What this lady gets is tattoos everywhere she visits.
Wow. That's expensive.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's only so much canvas you can work with too.
That's true. Well, I guess you can go over the top of things.
True.
People are doing that. I know Sylvester Stallone's doing it because his wife and him are breaking up and he had to cover his arm.
That's why you don't get your partner's tats.
I think it's always, yeah.
It's a risk.
It is. But it's an interesting one, isn't it? Mm. I think it does go back to like the original days though, because the tattoos were introduced by sailors to the West because they used to do it to each other on ports, and then when they did, they brought them to wherever they went.
Makes so much sense.
If you know,
the anchor.
You know.
It all started because of an anchor. Everyone gets it. You know. The OG tat.
The OG. You know. The OG.
Would you get an anchor?
I wouldn't get a tattoo.
Yeah.
So.
True.
Potentially, I know one of my good mates has him and his wife have got anchors. Because they got married together and they're both weighing each other down, I guess. I don't know. The oldest discovered proof of tattooing dates back to 3250 BC.
If you know, you know.
Before the big dog.
Wow.
Yeah, the big dog.
If you know, many people have got his date, though, tattooed then. It was girl in a ring. Yeah. A common one back in the day.
Double O.
Yeah.
The first...
When he rose again, bugger, we went early on the ink.
The first tattoo machine got its inspiration from Thomas Edison's electric pen.
If you know, you
That's
know.
Cool. Mm. Wow.
That bloke was obsessed with electricity, wasn't he?
Tats are really fascinating.
They really are. It's a big, big history. And, of course, you see, like, you know, obviously it's different cultures and whatever. But, yeah. The oldest recorded tattoo ink recipe, obviously we know it's a bit different today, contained insect eggs.
If you know,
wow.
You know.
Maybe a bit of nutrients going back in. Back in the day.
Protein?
Yeah. Always counting the protein. Macros, hit it.
Yeah. Well, this is a bit better than, like, I don't know if it's come that far, because to mix tattoo colour in certain cultures, urine was occasionally used.
Ooh. If you know, you know.
I wonder if it mattered how dehydrated you were.
If you know, you know.
What colour are you getting? Evie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Good afternoon, Geelong, the Surf Coast.
Driving you home. 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Want to know your work stuff ups. 5223295 if you got one. We'd love to hear from you because this is a real good one.
Okay.
Like, not so good for the business, but...
It's a great one to tell... It's after like you've come to terms with what's happened, you know, down the track you can look back and go, wowee.
3 decades ago, you know, that sort of thing.
One of our cases big.
Alrighty. So it's a petrol station related workplace.
Classic.
And basically what happens is the big trucks come in.
Yes, I've seen them.
And then they fill up the tanks
so
that we can all fill up our cars.
Brilliant.
Huge.
Hate that we have to, but I understand we do.
Understandable, yeah. So what's happened is this is a Coles Express in Ringwood. So in Melbourne, not too far away.
Yep.
And what's happened is the trucks come in and then the worker has connected the pump. But like when you've got a diesel car
and
you put unleaded petrol into the diesel car, it destroys the engine.
It does.
This guy's put unleaded petrol into the diesel tank. 40,000 litres.
Oh, my.
Of the wrong fuel. Thankfully, he's gotten back to his desk and he's gone, oh, no.
I've done something wrong.
Done something wrong. So he's automatically just shut off the diesel pumps so no one can use it.
So no one came through.
No
oh,
one
my
can
God.
Use it. So they couldn't use it for 2 days, right? So they had to drain the fuel out. but it was a $500,000 work accident.
My gosh. That is such a big mistake because that it is already huge. Is so costly if you put the diesel or the unleaded in the wrong one. But to put it in the mother load, my giddy aunt.
Isn't that insane? You'd just be freaking out.
Your ticker would nearly go, wouldn't it?
I mean, that's why they've got insurance, hopefully.
But you know on cars how when you go to fill up and it says warning like diesel,
yeah.
And even on the diesel like handle, you've got to normally undo a latch because they know that these mistakes happen. If it's the big bad boy, surely there is just, you know, fluorescent signs, there's neon lights, there's everything going on to say do not use this one.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Press here to make sure you know it's diesel, you know, something like that.
A code, you know. There's got to be something bigger.
Well, you know, it's not launching the nukes, is it? You know, like,
it's costly enough.
It's only happened once, clearly. You know, potentially. I mean, it's not,
that's a
big one. Imagine telling the bosses that one. Look, we've had an accident.
Bit of
the
a
work
slip up?
Experience kid.
Gosh,
he said he was working here.
Do you fire them? I mean,
you can't fire them. Can
it's
you?
It's a mistake, but it's a big one.
That is a big one. Maybe you can. Maybe you can.
That's big.
5223295 Have you stuffed up on the job? Like, what did you do? I know the work car's a big one.
That's big. When I worked at the show, show bags back at the Royal Melbourne Show, and I didn't realise that you had to put in the extra toy. You know, you order the chocolate one, and you want the Barbie princess toy. And for days, I didn't put in the toys, so stuffed up there. But hey,
yeah, I know. And then you pay so much for
so
those
much.
As well.
Absolutely. Sorry for those kids that didn't get it.
5223295 Anyone that calls, of course, in with a shot to win an APCO Jaffle and coffee.
Yum.
Oh, we got a voucher up for grabs, the New Mexican Jaffle, only at APCO Cafe 24/7. We'd love to hear your work stuff up related stories. 5223295 It is Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955, wanting to know, did you stuff up on the job, Herbie?
Yep.
5223295. Someone's had a shocking day. This is probably the worst day I've heard from one of these stories.
Jeez, yeah, you'd be feeling it.
$500,000 worth of damage. It was a guy that put the wrong petrol pump from the petrol tankers into the,
into the ground.
Into the ground and had to shut off all the pumps because he puts the unleaded into the diesel one.
He's forever now, Diesel, isn't he?
There he is.
G'day, Diesel. Diesel's back. Diesel's rolled into work. Now, we've received a call from a guy who wants to be known as Gary from sales. You've had a bit of a oopsie-daisy at work?
Yeah, guys. Basically, this is, again, decades ago, and I feel better now that you've told me someone's cost a quarter of $1 million. My boss asked me to help out the local triathlon club, and I work for a particular electrical company, and to go down and take some PA equipment down and microphones and set it all up. Yeah. And I said, yeah, that's fine, but I've got to get to my cousin's 21st in Colac after it. And all excited, did the job, thought I'd packed everything up. Drove to Colac, got to Colac, and I was just checking the van, and I've gone, oops, I've left $3,000 worth of top-end speakers in Eastern Gardens. Jumped back in the van, drove back to Eastern Gardens, and the boxes were there, but not the goods. It took me 5 hours to ring the boss. I had to work it up. Thanks for making me feel great.
Oh, God, that's good, isn't it?
That's good.
I mean, good now, as you said. Yeah, yeah. But
how did the conversation go?
I was very humble, and I was just trying to think how much longer I lasted there. Yeah, no. It was very good.
Oh, that's gold.
That's good. That's good. That's
now we all feel better about ourselves, you know.
Yeah, that's right. There, me and Josh and Gary.
I got some prizes that I want you to guess. Now it's time to put your boat to the test. Search Marketplace. A can of mace? Goodness gracious, it's the Price is Right.
We were supposed to get him to do it live.
Yeah, we're working on that. He's got to warm up the pipes. Bilbo from Promotions.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Oh. Hard to come in after that, isn't it, when it's very, very loud? But
it's huge. I don't know what to do. I mean, there's so much energy coming from the song, coming from Herbie. Yep. Josh is even dancing.
I know.
I just don't know what to do next.
It's all right. You can tell us some prices from around Geelong and the Surf Coast. That's what we're trying to work out today. Closest to the pin. Best of three whenever you're ready, Bilbo.
All righty. Number one. Here we go.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay. No, I'm are you ready, Josh?
Yes, now I am.
Okay.
Just, here we go.
Who's running the show? Redback boots.
Ooh.
Size 16 US.
No clue what that means. Is that kid sizing?
No, it's adults, but
they're big.
They're
like
huge.
15.
I wear a 12.
Oh, that's why I was confused, because I've never heard sizes
of Redback. Big.
Redbacks are just like your work boots. Classic shoe that I see lots of locals down in Torquay wearing, even though they're not working like in the yard or anything. They just wear it with jeans.
Trendy. Call up Blundstones. 16.
Yeah. Gardeners wear them, I think. Just a sturdy.
Yeah, you're right, eh?
Anyone who's been outside probably wears them.
But seriously, tons of people repping them.
That is a big breakdown. Just by you guys. Surfers. Well done.
All right. Herbie has come in. $155.
Oh, I'm so low then.
But I don't actually know what they are.
Josh, $70.
Oh no, he's gonna get it. It's gonna be lower and I put the five on the ding dong.
Ah, the old five on the ding dong gets me every time.
Sounds like a bit of role play, doesn't it?
Doesn't it just? And same. All right. The Redback boots size Shaquille O'Neal US 16 is up here for $100. It goes to Josh. Ooh. But how's this? Originally, they were up here for $150. So there was no bites. Could have been you. Could have been you.
Far out.
The old ding dong got you.
The old ding a ling dong. All right. Number two. A trampoline.
Ooh.
It's a 3-year old, 8-foot trampoline.
8 foot, okay.
And it cost $650 brand new.
And then does it have the walls? Is it the safety one?
It does have the walls, and it's got like a covering around the springs.
Classic.
Okay. So you can't get stuck in there.
Not
like
an old school
chocolate.
One.
No.
They give them away free, but that's where the fun's at.
Where's the risk? Yeah, where's the risk? The danger of being double jumped into the
springs. When you used
springs.
To line it up against a fence and you run up and it falls down.
Wasn't it called like the bus stop or something though?
Oh, I don't know, but it was fun.
It's fun. It's fun.
So you say $650 full price?
$650 brand new.
Yep. God, this is going to be hard. $650 brand new. Josh is going to go...
low?
Okay.
God, don't look at me like I've already lost, Bilbo.
This is how I always look at you. I look at you like the winner that you should be.
Should be. Yeah,
should
yeah,
be.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Josh has come in. Or Herbie. Who do you
want? Go Josh.
Okay.
Go Josh.
Josh has come in. $200. $10.
He's going to win with it too. It's so annoying. it's so low.
Herbie has come in. $450.
It's going to be close.
I mean,
it's going to be close.
It did retail for $650.
That's what I was thinking.
That was 3 years ago.
A lot's happened in 3 years. There was no pandemic, and now there's a pandemic. So, you know, trampolines, they could have just fallen off the edge.
Oh, I have
I
no
can't
idea.
Imagine there's that much.
But 200
price.
Is very cheap.
210? Is it?
I don't know.
Well, my kids never get one.
I think you've got this, though. This is what's annoying.
You just don't know. The resale value, is it up? Is it down? I mean, I know what it is.
It's going to be down. It's going to be down.
Okay.
Just tell me now.
So, the trampoline, 3 year old. 3 year old trampoline.
Yes.
Cost brand new $650.
Yes.
Now is second hand. Is up here for $150. It goes to Josh. Well done.
I tell you what, they've lost their money on that.
It's not like it holds its value, is it?
They don't make them like they used to.
No, they don't.
But my reasoning was people give trampolines away for free.
They're like table tennis.
They're the
tables.
Old ones, though. New ones are in demand.
Are they?
Well, clearly not.
I mean, none of us are shopping for them. You get these things free off the back of the truck.
Oh, Bilbo, thank you very much. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, we're talking about this before. There's a new haircut that's doing the rounds.
The jellyfish.
The jellyfish bob. Yeah, that's right. So imagine a bob cut.
Yep.
And then what it's got with it is like the tail. So like a mullet underneath it.
Classic. So it starts to be a bob and then it's a bit longer.
Mm.
Yeah, love that. Love that. I mean, it's not It's not pretty.
It's not pretty, but I said, can we do it to you? You said no.
I said no. I've been growing my hair for a while now, so probably not up to me, but someone in your life.
That's right. Little Georgie. Yep. Her hair is getting a little longer. My yep. daughter, she's nearly two.
Probably
obviously,
due.
Obviously, yeah, I think so. And we thought we'd get my partner Kat on the phone to ask the question. Hello, Kat.
Hello, hello.
Well, you weren't my first option for this, and then Herbie said no. Herbie said no to it.
Well, we did a pros and cons list.
Yeah.
And there was a few more pros for me, you know?
Yeah. It's to do with Georgie's hair. And I'm going to want to know if we can do a haircut on her. So I'm going to send you a photo of it now, actually, if you've got your phone handy. This is called the jellyfish bob cut.
It's in. It's very much in at the moment.
Very much in.
Hang on, when you say we're going to do a haircut, do you mean as in you and Herbie are going to do a haircut?
As in, yeah, well, probably me just for safety.
Oh, my Lord.
But I've cut my brother's hair before, so I actually am an experienced apprentice, so I'll be good to be
so that's
there to help
him. Just babysitting resume?
So we just thought, could we, cut Georgie's hair? She needs a haircut. It's getting long.
It's getting longer.
She does need a haircut.
And I mean, this is very much in. Because it used to be the bowl cut that was the main one. This is now, I guess, the 2022 version of the bowl cut.
Yeah. It's the future bowl cut.
It's a bowl cut then with basically hair extensions underneath what looks.
Well, like a mullet.
A bit like a mullet, you know? A bit Australian.
I don't think she has that much hair. I mean,
she's got tons of hair.
I know she's a trendy kid, but I don't think she can pull that trend off.
That means you're doubting your own self there, because she's a mini version of you and Josh.
Yes, exactly. That's my point. We are not trendy people.
God, you're throwing me under the bus.
But it's just like baby teeth. You know, she gets a second set of teeth.
Right.
She'll get a new set of hair.
It's a lot of no.
New set of hair.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite the same thing. It's taken her almost 2 years to grow that hair. So, I mean, let's just keep it.
Yeah, but she's got a whole life ahead of her.
That's
you know?
Right. It's not like she's going to get teased or anything.
We live in the day where the internet and no photos ever, disappear. So, yeah,
who cares? She's
by that
two.
For years and her whole lifetime to come.
Exactly. Bring her back down to reality, you know? What happened to the good old days of bullying your kids, you know?
Word of advice, don't leave Georgie alone with Josh for a weekend.
Okay, good point. Luckily, we're going to Queensland, far away from him and me. So.
Yeah, should break it to you. We are getting a divorce.
You got to be married for that there, buddy.
See you later. Thanks, Kat.
Okay, bye.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, we were saying before how we love the internet. I mean,
yeah,
some
absolutely.
Days you go, gosh, I don't like the internet.
It's
because
good, isn't it?
It's too connected.
Ah, just the complaining on it and some of the things you think, oh, wow.
But then other days you go, I'm so glad I'm living while the internet is a beast.
Yeah, it's so good.
It can keep you up for hours at night, you know, a rabbit hole you'll be down.
Insane what they can do to keep you on an app.
And it's always so simple. But also perfect.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what this guy has done, because a video went viral of a guy basically yelling at, not our one, but say a Westfield and the automatic doors.
Yeah.
They're closed and he obviously wants to go into the shops, but they're not opening for him. Mm. And so he keeps yelling out like, why are you closed? Open up. Let me in. And someone's filming it because everyone has a phone, you know, just put that up.
Well, he's gone quite loud. He's like, you know, we demand to know.
Why aren't you letting us in? And he's going for it. So that viral, that video itself did pretty well.
Yeah.
But then it's what one rocker has done. He's combined music with the video and you've got this perfect beast. Have a listen.
So that's not remix. He's saying why.
Yeah. He's done the song.
Just to the video.
Boom. And it's just great. Because people are talented.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not the only video out there, so I thought, look, what's some other ones that have brought some joy to my life? And there's one where there's a girl who she goes to tell you about, just like over, I guess, a webcam, how she's about to eat a Doritos chip. And then it's what they've done with it. That is great.
Doritos Nacho preparados.
The crunch into Sandstorm.
Oh, that's good.
It's brilliant.
Sandstorm too, just a great tune.
And because it's always the simple things, you know, the videos, you would have seen these where it's normally the boyfriend driving and the girlfriend's in the passenger seat and he might, you know, do something to jolt a little bit because she's distracted on her phone and something will happen to her. So this is where he's doing that. She's eating what looks like a McFlurry and so is about to put the spoon in her mouth when he does a little jiggle and it makes a sound. And then some genius on the interwebs turns it into this.
A mouse, because I'm an albatross.
That's good.
But then there's cover-ups too. You know, sometimes people say the wrong thing, but then other people can, I guess, in a way, PG it, which is what has happened here.
What the frick?
Audio. It is genius.
It is. That's incredible. That's really good.
And it is my inspiration today for the music game, which is up next.
Really?
Yep. We're going to be doing all rock songs in honour of the guy losing it at the mall.
All right. We'll do that next. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Good afternoon, John on the Surf Coast.
She plays clarinet, the drums, even ukulele and guitar.
Herbie and Josh's musical game, yeah.
K-Rock.
Oh, and we're welcoming into the studio Bilbo from Promotions.
Bilbo Baggins.
Yo, what's up?
Well, we're playing the musical game today using the flute, I'm going to let you know, but it's based off rock songs after a rock song's gone viral from a guy yelling at a mall and then some rockers turned it into a song.
Ah, yes, I love it.
The doors wouldn't let him in. Woo! It's a good one.
He's just sticking it to the man. That's rock and roll 101.
That's it. Love it. You're a rock fan, so this is where you're going to go head to head. I've played some songs, some rock songs on the flute. You just have to let me know what song it is and who it's by. Buzz in with your names.
That's a big flute.
Okay.
Who knew? Who knew you could rock out on the flute?
I can do any instrument.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
But today, just warming up the lips. Big breath in. Flute song one.
Josh, it's Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
It is.
Well done. Gosh, he's quick.
Well, it's just the playing, wasn't it?
There's like a flip of that song anyway, though. That's just basically the intro.
I'm jazzing it up for some of them, okay?
Well, you questioned how, and she's showing you how.
You said, can you do it? Yes, listen up. Okay.
Point proven.
Next song on the flute by myself, rock song.
Josh.
Do you want to let other people play it?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Josh. It's Queen.
It is.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
It is.
It is.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I know.
Did you know?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
What could I say? Josh had already buzzed in.
That's true. But sometimes you could put up a fight, you know? Let people know you want to
All right, sorry. I'll a little bit more here.
Okay, a little bit more for everyone, but you can still buzz in with your name.
Okay, my bad.
And he's just excited. All right, songs on the flute, rock songs.
Bilbo. It's the Gunners. It's Sweet Child of Mine.
It is. The Gunners.
I'm just thinking of
Step Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm going to save it with the solo. Wow, I'm Derek. God, it's great.
Oh, just a good movie, wasn't it? Just
great film.
Good.
Nice soprano, buddy. Next song on the flute. Rock songs. Come on, Bilbo, you can come back with this.
Bilbo. Oh, it's the greatest band of all time, Akadaka, and it's Back in Black.
He's got it.
You.
Back in Black. Oh, Cadillac. Go. gosh, it gets so you excited,
good.
Doesn't it?
Does,
so
doesn't good. It
does,
does,
does, does. Wow.
So good.
All right, this is it. We've gone to a tiebreaker. I'm going to have to really make sure I don't stuff
so
this
So I can
one up.
Buzz in now?
You can. Well, you,
you could have buzzed in the whole time. Oh, don't pretend that you knew the other two.
This is what he does.
And I knew Sweet Child of Mine wouldn't have got Aka Daka.
It was a harder one.
It was a hard
harder
one.
To learn too, folks.
It sounded like it was on piano, to be honest, anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I had Susie in the back helping.
Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Yeah. Okay, last song, rock song on the flute.
Bilbo.
Josh.
Oh. It's Nirvana, and it is... I think it's Come As You Are.
No, it's not.
It's
not like Team Spirit. Yes. Yes.
Oh. Oh, that hurts.
Do I get half a point?
Oh, that hurts, Bilbo. I wanted you to win. I got to give it to Josh.
It was the fresh air. It was the fresh right
back. Wow. That was good.
Jeez, that was good. That was good. Just good. Ooh. Good. Good gear all round.
Good songs.
Good cricket.
Great songs. Great musical playing on your behalf.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bilbo. Thank you, Herbie. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 95.
Driving you home. 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
This is pretty big. Is so, it? Tom Hardy, yeah, Hollywood yeah. star, superstar, hunk.
He is a good-looking man. My only criticism of Tom Hardy Talk is to a me. Lot of the movies, I don't understand a word he's saying.
Bang.
Bang. Oh. That was one of it. The Revenant.
Yep.
When, you know, the one
with Leonardo.
Won the Oscar.
Yes.
I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
What are
saying.
You saying?
You know, it's like, is that why he's a good actor? I mean, I don't get it.
Probably is, because it'd be hard to, you get the script. Yeah. Okay. I went down the What are you saying, Bane? Anyway.
He's so handsome and mysterious.
He's handsome. You know? And it turns out he can do it all. Mm. So he, over the weekend, competed at a jiu-jitsu tournament
oh, wow.
in England. Now, it was for a charity.
Okay.
And so he went over there to help raise
some
money and some awareness for disabled combat veterans.
Oh, great.
Suffering from either serious injuries or post-traumatic stress. So great cause.
Yeah.
And that's not why I'm annoyed at him, because I think that is amazing.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. We all get that. He's amazing.
He's gone into this competition, and he's bloody won it. He's got himself gold.
Oh, wow.
What can't you do? You know?
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, he's an action hero, but you don't expect him to be good enough to win gold.
To win gold.
Like, you know, okay, you do your own stunts, mate. Well done.
You train here and there. But these other people you're competing against, that's their life.
Yeah, I know.
They're literally training day in, day out for this. And then you waltz in, off the red carpet, into the ring, and now you've got yourself gold.
Just let me have something, Tom.
Exactly.
You know, like, I just come here. You know, this is my thing.
Yeah.
You've got Hollywood.
Get silver. You know, you didn't need gold. And that's where I've had enough. You said it. I mean, just let us have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's too many greedy pigs out there when it comes to fame. Tom Hardy, I like you. You're handsome, but you're greedy.
Gotcha.
Too selfish. Okay. Let other people have their limelight. This person does my head in. Carrie Bickmore. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's
How
got
many
everything.
Shows do you need a host?
And why can't you give up your position where you're going over?
I'm going to go overseas. Do you know? I'm going to go
because
overseas.
I'm going to keep that job.
Out of all the aspiring, budding people in the media industry, I'm going to keep it because I can. You're doing great. Stop.
Yeah, all right. Give us a go. Give us a chop out.
Don't get me started on the talk show hosts. I mean, that pool's getting smaller and smaller because we realise that some of them aren't great people.
Yeah.
But hey, they keep on getting jobs. Yeah, so, Grant Denyer. Coming for him next.
Grant Denyer.
Oh, he's got too many shows.
Has he?
Elise Perry. She.
Oh, the cricketer.
Cricketer / soccer player.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, oh, yeah, I'll play for Australia in both. And look, you're not going to like who I mention next. Australia's sweetheart, Australia's darling, Ash Barty.
I'd end the conversation there if I was you before you.
I like her. But it is so frustrating that she can just be good at anything she does.
I know, isn't it?
I mean, honestly, you're great at tennis. You give it up. You go to cricket. You do well at that. You give them both up. We know you're going to golf next.
So true, isn't it?
For the poor person, up and coming, you know, through the ranks, thinking they're doing well, then Ash just hops off the court onto the course. Next thing you know, she's number one in that.
Yeah, but I like Ash. You know, like she's got a good personality.
She is.
Or are you
nice.
Jealous of that as well?
Might be it.
Yeah, it's Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah. All right, Herbie Dirt.
Yes.
This is where we like to get your thoughts on the daily topic, see where you sit, see what you're thinking.
Okay. Thinking about my slow cooker at the moment.
Ooh,
got shanks on, just wondering how they're going.
House will smell delightful.
Oh.
That's a good thing about a slow cooker, isn't it? Because all day. Mm. Oh.
Yum. So that is what I'm thinking at the moment. Big nah yeah to that.
All right. Yeah nah for no, nah yeah for yes. Kicking it off with tipping your cleaner. Yeah nah. Or nah yeah.
Oh, this one's hard. Yeah, nah. And I'm going off that the hourly rate that I have been charged in the past when I've used cleaner is quite high. I understand maybe if I left, say, a hotel room in a really bad state and I'd go, okay, I got to have to tip them.
Geez, yeah.
But normally, I think they're getting paid pretty well.
Well, that's what we're talking about, hotels. So they're saying that the biggest mistake hotel guests make is not tipping their cleaner.
I mean, it depends on the state of the room. Because sometimes I want my, you know, my mattress, the sheets to be tucked in again, and I come back and they haven't done that. I go, well, I'm paying for that, so why would I tip them?
See, I always just say, like, there's no need for room service. Like,
really?
When they're coming through. Like, yeah, I don't really care.
Oh, I love it.
I don't want them to care, especially if I'm in the room. You know, I'm like,
it's always awkward in
here. Oh, God.
Awkward.
Like, don't worry about
room.
It. You know, if I'd been there for a couple of nights, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
a vacay, 7 days stay.
But sometimes they're, like, still clean. You know what I mean? It's like you're just wasting a wash on those. But yeah, apparently you're supposed to tip them every day. I don't know about that.
Oh, that's American, surely.
Surely. Next. It's all,
we're such
also
tight
pay,
asses.
Pay your cleaners.
Yeah.
You know, don't let them rely on us.
Oh, it's another surcharge, you know? A public holiday surcharge.
Oh, God. Anyway, next one. Water skiing.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, only because I can't really do it. I've attempted a few times and I'm not great and the people I go with now are really good. So I'm at that stage where it's just not as fun for me. But great being in the boat. Love being in the boat.
A bit of fun.
Yourself?
I can't do it. Kat's family always want us to do it.
There's such a thing, isn't
but
it?
It's like, when you live in those like regional areas, I can understand why you're like, I never grew up doing it. So
neither.
And I don't want to get hurt.
Over the summer, I went with Farmer Finley, and every person we went with rocked up with their own personal ski.
They bring their own stuff.
And gloves. And I thought, hang on.
This isn't the environment to learn or make a mistake.
No.
You know, if we got some amateurs out here, then maybe I would feel a bit more confident getting involved in your day out. You
Someone
know?
Fall over.
Yeah.
You're not even wet. You skied into the boat.
Two Australians have just been like idiots. So they've been doing water skiing through the Venice canals.
Oh, that's stupid.
Which is just ridiculous. And you're not supposed to do it. It's like, and it's just taking a mockery of the situation.
Couple of heroes, you know? Couple of legends.
Couple of lads. Hey.
Oh, to hear us what we did last night, boys.
Boys.
Yeah.
Get around me. Bailing on your mate in a conversation.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. And you do this all the time. You just leave me. You either walk away. You did it the other day. And you just, or if you don't walk away, you just stop talking. And so I have to do the heavy lifting. You just, it's what you do.
Oh, sometimes it's just hard because I'm not interested in the conversation. I just like.
But neither am I.
Yeah, I know, but I know that I'm not going to commit. Whereas you can't deal with awkward silence. Whereas I'm just like, well, you know, it is what it is.
You're just a bad bloke.
It is, it's true. Herbie and Josh. Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.